You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Okay, so it seems that the United States continues to be a hot topic for many people and journalists following Trump's inauguration. This is not only because of his intense challenging of the pre-established international order or his strong determination to turn the world into his view, but also with his alliances with prominent billionaires and tech entrepreneurs. While he has been successful in establishment of chaos to rouse the public while quietly enacting new policies, fundamentally but slowly changing the country, questions arise around his right-hand man, Elon Musk, and his own personal agenda. It seems as though pretending to be a man of the internet and I am become meme archetype has not worked out for him, and he has shown his true colors, much like other people, in his great positions of power and money. So today I spoke with Chris Ogden, associate professor from the University of Auckland, about Elon Musk's comments and about the United States' potentiality of leaving the UN, and also implications of stability and world order shifting towards a multipolar governance. Here is that interview. How significant is the US withdrawal from the UN for the stability of the international order?
Yeah, I mean, so it hasn't left yet. I think that's the big thing is it hasn't left yet. I think if it were to leave, it would fundamentally question the legitimacy of the current world order because it would be leaving one of the fundamental pillars of that order which itself had set up. So the order would be in question, alternatives would emerge, and I think there would definitely be a period of instability and uncertainty.
In your article, you mentioned the Trump strategy of manufacturing crises to advance his agenda. Can you elaborate on why leaving the UN would be a logical next step?
So I think the Trump regime wants to try and remake the world, and they want to do it quickly. And as part of that, the more chaos there can be, the more they will be able to push their particular agendas and distract the world from that agenda taking place, either domestically or internationally.
And what do you think is the main factors driving Trump's shift away from the United Nations and other international institutions?
So I think the main driver, I think, is his personality and character. So we saw with the meeting that he had with Zelensky, for example, recently that he's not a consensus-based politician. He's impatient. He's intolerant. He wants to force his view. He believes that he has the power and the strength to do that. And all of those values are completely antithetical to the United Nations, which is meant to be based upon global diplomacy, patience, learning about the other side. So I think all of those things are indicative of his approach to global politics. And that's why it's possible that he might leave the UN at some point.
And can you explain the broader historical trend of the United States' skepticism towards the UN, particularly within the Republican Party?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So the precursor of the United Nations was the League of Nations, which was set up after the First World War and was part of the Versailles Treaty. And what's notable is that the US never actually formally joined the League of Nations. So when it came to ratify it in the Congress, it was actually voted down. So this indicates a kind of historical skepticism towards major international bodies. And those sentiments have continued to this day. So there are leading Republicans who have introduced bills and acts repeatedly to try and leave the United Nations. So I don't think it's a new sentiment. And equally, it's not just Republicans. So Democrats also recently removed themselves from parts of the UN due to criticism from Israel. Concerning the treatment or the positive treatment of Palestinians.
Given Elon Musk's recent comments supporting the United States' withdrawal from the UN and NATO, how influential do you think corporate leaders like him are in shaping foreign policy debates these days?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I think the biggest thing with the Elon Musk angle is that we know that he's the kind of cost-cutter-in-chief for Donald Trump. And the United States at the moment pays about $12.5 billion a year into the United Nations, and it feels that it's not really getting anything back. And I think that that's symbolic of the way that it's treating lots of things domestically and internationally. So I think it's more that kind of angle in terms of saving money. That money can be used elsewhere or can be siphoned off elsewhere. But in terms of a direct influence upon actual foreign policy, I think Musk's influence is relatively limited.
Do you believe that in the future corporate leaders will have more influence over government affairs?
Well, I mean, in a broader sense, Musk definitely has a massive influence. He's unelected. He's exceptionally rich. He's there doing all this cost cutting, and he helped Trump get to power. If you look at the inauguration when Trump came to power, the people who sat at the front weren't the cabinet ministers. It was all the heads of big tech. So I think that influence has always been there. And we should remember as well, in the last election, the Democrats they received donations of $1 billion and still managed to lose the election. So corporate money's always been there, and it's only getting bigger and bigger and more explicit.
If the United States were to fully withdraw from the UN, what would be the immediate long-term and short-term consequences for global order?
So I think the short-term consequences are a lot of questioning about exactly what the order is, where it's going, what states want. I think there would be a lot of kind of skirmishing and a lot of thinking about alternatives, and also big questions for the UN in terms of whether it could truly continue, if it has that legitimacy. It's possible that other bodies could emerge. There's a body called the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, for example, that could emerge as an alternative. China, India, maybe others will try to introduce other bodies. But if they're not able to, then there'll definitely be more uncertainty for smaller countries and countries beset by civil war and no real clear mechanism to try and resolve them. So really more chaos.
What would be some of the implications that if the Shanghai Cooperation were to take power over the United Nations?
So if the Shanghai Cooperation became a center of power, first of all, it'll indicate that the US's dominance of international affairs is finished, and that we'll move into a multipolar era. And that multipolar era will be dominated by the lead members of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, who are currently Russia, China, India, and a host of smaller states. And I think it will lead to a much more polarized international system with no clear kind of policeman, and much more space for kind of infractions of international law, infractions relating to civil war, infractions relating to human rights abuses. So a much more unsettled world.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.